Today is Tuesday, July 20th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'll start off with a shout out to I Am Librarian. I am a librarian. I don't know. What's your name? I am a librarian on Discord. She's a listener to Throwing Down and I guess Geeky Gay. I never assume people listen to Geeky Gay. Because again, it's just a boring old personal journal podcast where I talk about my craziness. But she reached out to me for some input on live streaming. I just bumped my microphone. Oh my gosh, you'd think I wasn't a professional podcaster. She reached out for some information on live streaming software. And as all of my listeners know, I could go on and on and on about podcasting software, live streaming software, setting up a server. You know, I love technical stuff. Love it. And so, you know, I rolled my own. And she said, hey, what do you use? What is Pride 48? And I'm like, well, I set up a server and I found an open source software package and I did all the installations and she's like, oh my gosh, what kind of crazy nut are you? I just wanted to know, like, what kind of, like, is there a paid solution out there that you can just turnkey? I almost said, hey, do you want me to set it up for you? And then I thought, I shouldn't, even though it would be so much fun to, you know, get a domain name for I Am a Librarian, set up a server, set up the software on it, you know, and then turn it over to her, like, here you go, here are the keys to your car. I probably don't have time to do that. Plus, if anything happened, who would she go to for support? So anyway, I just want to shout out to I Am a Librarian. I just, you know, I love that stuff. So anytime anybody has questions on podcasting software specifically, I mean, hardware is cool too. I mean, microphones and stuff like that. But I really like, I'm going off on a tangent, but I really don't use, there are some softwares out there that allow you, and web applications that allow you to, a lot of podcasts will have a remote host. And Daniel and I, we do Mix Minus together. And Joe and I, we do Throwing Down together. And my other podcast where I have other hosts, we do it over Skype or Zoom or, you know, whatever the case may be. And then in the case of Daniel and I, because we want the audio quality to be as if we were in the same room. Now, the Zoom and Skype and everything else, the audio quality has gotten really good on those. So generally, you probably wouldn't even be able to tell. But back in the day, you could really tell it was coming over Skype or Zoom. So if you wanted to sound like you were in the same room, you would do what's called a double-ended recording. There are other things that you call double-ended, but we won't talk about that. And so Daniel and I still do a double-ended recording where I record myself, he records himself, and then he edits it together so we sound as if we were in the same room. And now there's software out there. When I say software, there are websites out there that do the same thing. And I find it interesting, but I never had a need for that, because, you know, we know how to do it. We know how to do a double-ended recording ourselves. But what these websites will do is you can send a link to your remote co-host and they can open the link and it will record them. And then you go to the same link and it will record you and it will put it all together for you. And there are other features that they add, you know, over, you know, I'm sure they have other features. And the one that I know about is called Zencastr. And I've never really used it. I tried it a couple of times in its early stages and there were a couple of bugs and stuff. And I thought, well, there's no reason for me to use this because we know how to do our own. So, you know, it's not a big deal. It would be more helpful if you were doing a show that was like an interview podcast where you were interviewing a different person every week and they don't know how to podcast. So you say, hey, I'm just going to send you a link, you know, and you connect to that link and boom, you're done. But when I was doing some tech training last week, I found out about another one that I didn't even know called Riverside.fm, which I'm totally going to look at, even though, again, I don't need it, but I love looking at this stuff. I need to just Google occasionally, because now that I just brought this up and I Googled it, it looks like there's even more services. There's something called CleanFeed here. Anyway, I find it extremely interesting, everything that's going on in the podcasting world and Anchor.fm and like all the, you know, Spotify and all the things you can use nowadays to do podcasting and do live streaming. And I'm interested in the video aspect as well. As you guys know, I bought myself a video switcher. I don't even do a video podcast, but I was like, I want to play around with the video switcher. So now I just play with it. I don't even use it at the moment. Maybe one day. When I create my YouTube channel about podcasting apps and I'm doing reviews of podcasting apps, I can use my video switcher to do a YouTube live stream and record it and then put it out. I don't know. Who knows? So anyway, I just went way off on a tangent. But anyway, I love talking about that stuff. So anytime any of my listeners want to call in, ask me a question about podcasting, you want to email me, message me on Discord, whatever. I am Librarian. I love discussing that stuff. So we were talking about my vacation. And we're on day number 5 of 7 days. And so we had dinner at the Ritz, you know, the night, what we discussed yesterday. And all those rich people were just annoying me. And so the next day, we had decided that's going to pretty much be our relaxation day because the Ritz is expensive. And I told Mark, I said, well, you know, when we're at the Ritz, or he and I had decided together, let's get our really heavy days out of the way early when we're at the less expensive hotel. And then when we're at the Ritz, let's leave it to maybe one event a day so that we can really enjoy the pool at the Ritz. I thought I was going to enjoy so when I go to a fancy hotel, I like it where they have a men's locker room that has a rain shower, a hot tub, a cold tub, a steam room, like all of that stuff. And usually they call it a spa. You can get a massage, but then they also have this area. And usually there's a male area and a female area, so you can get completely naked, which I enjoy. And obviously the outdoor pool and hot tub and all that, you can't do that. It's you know, men and women together and you can't be naked and all that. So I enjoy that. I thought, oh, surely the Ritz has that. They're very expensive. Well, they don't, at least not in St. Thomas. They only offer spa services, but they don't actually have like the steam shower, the all of that. But I still said, you know, I want to relax while we're at the Ritz because we want to really get our money's worth. And so what we had decided is to really lessen the amount of events on those Ritz days. So this was the first day of Ritz. So what we had decided we were going to do is try out the pool, try out the beach, eat there at the Ritz, have lunch there at one of their restaurants, and, you know, just kind of hang around. So that's what we did. So, you know, not much to really report there. They have a really nice pool with an infinity edge, so it looks out on the ocean. The beach was not nearly as nice as Megan's Bay or Trunk Bay in St. John. The sand wasn't as nice. Swimming was horrible. We tried going out, but it was rocky. And, you know, when we went to Megan's Bay and Trunk Bay and those other ones, they were like super soft, white sand, blue water, no algae or any of that floating stuff that you see in the ocean that, I don't know what it is, seaweed, whatever it is. None of that. But Ritz, even though the hotel was very nice, the beach itself, I mean, the sand was okay, but it was rougher. It wasn't as soft. I don't know if they trucked it in from somewhere. And so we migrated to the pool rather quickly, but the pool was very nice. And we laid by the pool. We swam. I read my book for a little bit. We found an umbrella. I found reasons to be annoyed at rich people who had rented cabanas and they were being waited on hand and foot by these poor servers. We did not rent a cabana, although it would have been nice. But since we didn't, I can be annoyed by those people. Anyway, so we swam and not much to report there, but it was very relaxing, very fun. We probably spent 2 or 3 hours in the morning. And then when it was time to have lunch, we actually went over to the Ritz Club side of the things because apparently they have a club and a hotel together. And I'm actually not sure what the difference is. I think the club, and I'm only guessing here, I have not researched this, but my assumption would be maybe they do timeshares. And so if you're part of the club, maybe that's like a timeshare situation where they have condos or whatever and you pay a yearly fee or whatever. And again, I'm totally making this up, but why would they call it a club? It's weird. So, but they had a beach on that side and they had a little outdoor bar with a restaurant. So we went over there, we had lunch. The burger that I had was really good. And they didn't really have a traditional Caribbean food. They pretty much had burgers and chicken strips and quesadilla and stuff like that. So I had a burger and it was actually very tasty, hot, fresh, really nice. And I had a little mixed drink with some mango in it, a nice icy, slushy drink. And I took a photo because I started taking pictures of drinks with the ocean in the background that I was posting to Instagram and stuff. And that was, that was pretty much it. And then when we were done eating lunch, we went back to the room, took a shower, relaxed for a little bit on the bed. And then we did have a sunset cocktail cruise planned. And so we go to get the car. And I think I mentioned there was car drama. Well, we go to get the car. We valeted the car. I call down. I say, hey, we're going to need the car. Bring it around, please. Yada, yada. We got dressed and went to the front. And we said, hey, ready for our car? And she said, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Your car didn't start. I was so embarrassed. She said, engineering is with your car at the moment, and they're trying to jumpstart it and just making sure everything's okay before they bring it around. And so anyway, they finally brought it around and it was running, but they did have to jumpstart it. And we went to our sunset cruise. And so, but when we got there, the sunset cruise was at a different resort. It was called Margaritaville, I guess it's a resort based on the restaurant, Margaritaville. And we got to the parking lot there and I told Mark, I said, I just want to check this to see if it will start. So I turned the car off, sat there for maybe a minute, and then turned the key and it would not start. And I said, well, we need to go on this sunset cruise. We'll have to deal with this when we get back. I did, while we were waiting on the cruise to begin, I did call and try to get, like, do I need to do roadside assistance or do I need to call the local Avis? There was only one Avis office on the entire island, and it was the one at the airport. I was like, ugh. Anyway, I don't have time to completely talk about the cruise, so we're going to stop here and then we'll continue on tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.